This is a Dave Ensance, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Wildlife damage problems can be prevented with good management. The primary aim should be to prevent damage from occurring. When it does occur, each problem should be studied individually. The best wildlife damage management program is based on the following principles. Most of the damage is caused by relatively few individuals, not by all of them. When this individual or individuals is removed, damage will stop, and the people who experience the problem are in the best position to locate the animal and reduce losses promptly. Changes in management of the property being damaged may be needed to prevent further loss or a reoccurrence of loss at a later time. Considerable damage from wild animals occurs directly to crops and livestock and as a health problem to man and domestic animals. Nearly all wild animals in Kansas are native and they provide equilibrium to the environment. Managing only the species considered to be good or endangered is not recommended. Sometimes animals considered to be beneficial can be equally damaging, such as deer in an orchard, squirrels in a pecan grove, or muskrats in a pond dike. In reality, any animal can be either good or bad, depending on the situation. Populations fluctuate due to environmental influences. Animals change normal population parameters to recover from the loss of individuals. Because of these responses, control efforts will be less effective. In good habitat, animal populations respond to removal with increased birth rate, decreased mortality, and decreased immigration. Changes in mortality, birth, and dispersal rates occur in response to decreased density. Species that reproduce seasonally exhibit an annual cycle. During the reproductive period, births normally exceed deaths and the population increases. When reproduction ceases, mortality exceeds recruitment and the population declines until the next breeding season. A population change of 2 to 5-fold is not uncommon during an average animal cycle. Factors that affect this pattern include immigration, adverse weather, and habitat disruption. The cycle is most pronounced in species that produce only one litter per year. Wildlife damage also fluctuates with cycles. Damage is seldom a problem when populations are low. During peak years, damage may become severe and require frequent intensive control efforts. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave Ensance with your K-State Research and Extension Report.